To call him a force of nature would be understating things. Theatre impresario Dick Condon was a ball of energy, fizzing with ideas and can-do spirit, someone who turned the impossible into the possible, and who loved the world of entertainment with a passion. For those who knew him, it's hard to believe that 25 years since he died in a hospice in County Mayo, aged just 54. Even dying so young, he managed to cram more into his too short life than most of us could do with a full quota of 80 years. A lifelong bachelor, "I'm married to the job. It's an addiction," he said in a 1975 interview. His claims of working a 93-hour week over 7 days were hardly exaggerated, if at all. 2 years earlier, basking in the glow of a successful first year at the Theatre Royal in Norwich, he said, "Since the day I left school, I've never been out of work for a day, and I've never had a holiday. I like to provide leisure for other people, but I can't stand it myself." He was chosen in 1972 to be general manager of the theatre from a field of 65 candidates. It was a shrewd choice, with the trustees spotting that here truly was a real one-off. "Nothing about Dick Condon is orthodox," one journalist wrote in 1973. He was right. Dick was born in Belfast in 1937, the eldest of three children. A bohemian streak ran through his family. His father might have been an architect, but he was also a part-time circus clown and maker of magic tricks. As for Dick's own entry into showbiz, he loved to tell the story of how in 1956 he was on the bus to Galway University to take up a place as a medical student when he saw a travelling theatre company. On impulse, he got off the bus and joined the company as an actor at £8 a week. Touring small towns and tiny theatres, he had his first lesson in theatre at the Sharp End. No subsidies, no grants, no safety net, all was dependent on the goodwill of the public. He never forgot that the audience was at the heart of every show. From 1958 to 59, he worked his way around the United States as everything from a bartender to a garage man. He returned to the country in 1961 as manager of Irish singer Maisie Dooley, whose sentimental ballads found a ready audience in the likes of New York and Boston. Later that year, he joined the Dublin Theatre Festival and 3 years later became manager of the city's 1,300-seat Olympia, Ireland's biggest variety theatre. When it was threatened with closure, Dick led a successful campaign to save and restore it to profitability. Applying for the Norwich job, he could immediately see that the theatre was a sleeping giant. He set about waking it up, determined to shake up the genteel, rather staid venue, then losing £27,000 a year, something like £350,000 in today's terms. For Dick, a theatre simply wasn't a theatre without bums on seats. "The theatre is for everybody," was one of his mantras. The end of his first year, he had turned that crippling loss into a £17,000 profit. Audiences boomed. In 1972, the theatre's winter season audiences totaled just over 100,000. By 1980, Dick had more than quadrupled that. He revolutionised its approach to publicity, marketing, booking, everything really. He wanted to take theatre to the people, rather than hoping they would discover it. He made the Theatre Royal widely admired across the country and one of regional theatre's genuine big hitters. It is a status it still has. What words he had for his vocabulary, and he had plenty, happy to play up to the proverbial image of Irish Blarney, How he would have loved social media. It's clear that no wasn't really one of them. He relished a challenge. Running one theatre would have been more than enough for most people, but not Dick. He also somehow found time to make the Cromer Pier Pavilion, End of the Pier show, a world-famous success. Run Great Yarmouth's Wellington Pier and Galston Pavilion. Set up Hunstanton Princess Theatre's summer show. Revive the Doyley Cart Opera Company and help save the Edinburgh Playhouse and Dublin Gaiety. He was constantly on the go, booking, travelling the world to secure shows, negotiating, and always, always banging the drum for his beloved theatre. There were downsides. The decisive side of his character could create problems and make him enemies. He hated those he viewed as obstructive bureaucrats or time wasters, which sometimes caused him to run up against promoters, unions, the Arts Council, and finally the Theatre Royal's trustees. His long association with the Theatre Royal ended sadly when he announced his resignation in July 1990 in protest at the handling of its renovation appeal. He had, in fact, secretly submitted his resignation to the trustees 3 months earlier. It was an unfortunate end to 18 years of often spectacular achievement. By now, Dick had another life or death battle to fight. He was already a sick man, in the grip of a long illness which would eventually see him return to Ireland to end his days. His legacy lives on every time anyone steps into the Theatre Royal, or an audience nestles down into their seats at Cromer to watch another Seaside special. But it's more than that. There must be thousands, no, tens of thousands, of people out there who first experienced the magic of live theatre in a show that Dick staged or brought to Norfolk. More than 11,000 of those were as performers, Dick giving his enthusiastic support to the Junior Star Time competitions. Showgoer or performer, Dick Condon made them enthusiastic converts to one of the best entertainment maxims of them all. There's no business like show business. And as the congregation gathered to leave the service of thanksgiving and celebration for his life at Norwich Cathedral in 1991, there was really no other tune, and in all honesty, how could there be, which played them out.